Hello, wonderful souls. I'm currently lying in my bed doing this. Kind of was just saying to myself, you know, actually, let me do an anchor because, you know, the thing is, I tend to enjoy just casually speaking to myself, you know, like I enjoy it. And right now I'm in my house alone and it feels great. I love when I have the house to myself because I can just talk so openly and freely without any eardroppers. But hi everybody, good morning. Today is a very lovely day in London, I must say. And on the weather, it's looking quite nice for the rest of the week, which I'm quite surprised. It looks very sunny. And we're meant to have a heat wave of 28 degrees from this point going into April, which sounds absolutely amazing. And my birthday is next week, so it's even more better the fact that it's going to be a nice day. So yeah, how exciting. Firstly, I hope everyone's doing well and everyone's keeping safe and everyone is trying to be happy, I guess, in the best way that they can. From January to this point, it's been a very, like, for me, an individual, like, kind of sad, overthinking, lonely, I can't think of any more words, but I know there is, few months. And I think I've been just trying to, like, wrap my head around certain things, you know, trying to figure out kind of what is next, you know. I kind of wake up every day, it's becoming, you know, less and less now in some sense, because I'm trying to move on, you know, in the most healthiest way. I am growing and I am developing, and, you know, I won't lie, there is this sense of real happiness that I guess I haven't felt maybe for a certain period of time. And I think that's due to the fact that I've been able to be as free, in a sense. When I say that, I mean, I've told you guys I'm starting a business, and this business is pretty much semi-set up. It's not full at all, at all fully there, but I'm definitely on that, like, third step, you know, of real development. And I'm really excited about it, you know, putting the Instagram together and trying to map out the website, which has been mapped out, just needs to be paid for. But, you know, it's just these little things, you know, that I've kind of picked up on, and things that I'm learning, you know, as an individual. Again, it's exciting, you know, because I am this person. I am someone that loves the creativity side of things and loves the fact that I can be, you know, a boss in some sense, and especially be a boss to something that I own and something that I want to do. That brings a lot of joy to me, and it is a lovely feeling. So yeah, there is that feeling of excitement that has kind of lifted me up, I guess, throughout the few months of leading to this point of March. So there is that side of things, plus other little things as well, other things that I'm wanting to do and develop eventually. Everything I'm learning, you know, I mean, I've been knowing, but learning more is going to take time. And so, you know, the universe knows what it's doing. You know, I always go on about this. The universe always knows what each and every one of us are going to do before we know. Yes, we can choose what we decide to do, which is our power, but the universe always ultimately makes that decision. Do you know what I mean? Influenced by your choice. Damn. But yeah, so we're hearing it. And so yeah, but like I said, it's been keeping me up, it's been lifting me up throughout the few months. You know, there have been many days when I've just cried. I have been crying so much lately, and I'm really not sad at that. Like, I've realized that my emotions have really changed. You know, I'm someone that doesn't usually cry often. I'm always, I'm good, I'm stern, but that person is actually being broken down, and I actually am really liking that, because I'm now feeling like I'm able to express myself, like, in a certain way that I've never expressed before. You know, I like I said, I don't usually, like, show that I'm a crier, but I've been crying a lot. And I must admit that it feels good, because I feel a bit more is it vulnerable? I feel a bit more vulnerable. I'm showing more of my vulnerable side. And I think that's something that needs to be introduced a bit more for myself. And I think, I guess, moving forward from my learning past, I guess, you know, showing that to, I don't know, showing that, having that more vulnerable side, you know, presented, I guess, in some sense, to whoever comes into my existence next, I guess. But yeah. And then speaking on that, like, you know, obviously you guys know, like, breakup is not easy for anybody. And I know that this person will never leave my brain. I'm just going to state that, you know. And I say that because there are so many reasons behind it. And I've sat down and I've thought about, I've been thinking about that for a period of time now. Yeah, I've really have sat in my thoughts and thought about everything, and I don't even think this podcast would be enough time to go through everything. And when I say everything, I just talk about just relationships and how to better a relationship and how to be truthful and honest, you know, in a relationship, you know, whether you're the one that's doing bad or whether you're both doing bad, you know, it's really about really, you know, diving deep into how you view yourself in the relationship and then how you view each other. You know, I think that's something that I've really been, you know, sitting and thinking about to myself often. I just think it's important that as an individual, you do spend a lot of time reflecting on one's actions, just in general in life anyway, one's actions and one's way of communicating and expressing how they feel. It's just very important, you know. It's just important. You just don't want to be that person to do silly things or things that you literally regret. Like, there are so many things that I do regret, like, heavily. I'll be very honest, like, there are many things that I regret, you know. And I really are just like, shit, like, why, you know. I say why, I've been saying that to myself, why, you know, like, why didn't you not just sit down? Like, oh, you know, I've had so many moments like that. It's like, why did I not just sit down and talk to you? Like, damn, like, why did I not just say, babe, like, this is what's going on, like, can we change this? Like, can we just, why did I not do that? Like, there's so many things that I actually just think, fuck. But then I can't be mad at myself, because I was young. I'm not, you know, I was 24, 25, now 26. At 26, I feel completely different from the 2 years of those ages of a person that I was. Like, I feel so much different, like, so different, you know, and think so differently. And I just think, like, fuck, like, wow, like, why did I not do that? Why did I think it was right for me to do certain things? Like, and I just feel so stupid now. Like, where did it even get me to this point of, like, feeling a certain way? And yes, missing this person. And yes, you know, it's like, what was it all for? You know, like, I just feel like if I can just fucking redo it again, oh my God, like, I would just be a whole other person for myself and for that person, you know. Because, like, you know, I don't want to go too much in depth, but, like I said, this person will always be within my heart, whether they've forgotten about me completely or not. This person will always be there. I don't care. And I think that's fine. Like, I can move on, you know, and I guess I will, you know. But I just know, if I'm honest, I just know, if I just fucking was truthful, honest, open, and calm, man, that person potentially could have been the one, like, the ring one. Yeah, but I'm not gonna go into that. I'm just gonna stop, because I don't want to disrespect that person, and I don't want to disrespect me and where we're moving and all of that stuff now, you know. But it's sad, you know. I have realized that I potentially have let someone go, like, that I really actually, yeah, like, yeah. Anyway, I just think this is, this is what's sad, you know, you don't want to get to this position, because I'm sure there are many people out there in the world that are, have been in my position, you know, or are in my position, you know, you don't want to be at that place of regret, and like, fuck, you know, you don't want to feel that, you don't. But I guess it's just an experience that one has to experience, and I guess it's just a life lesson, and I guess maybe, I'm sure there might be plenty of other relationships, you know, that I'm probably going to have to experience, and maybe one day, I guess, I don't know, I'll find that one, who knows, you know, I'm not going to think, I guess, that deep right now, because I got plans, you know, and I got a bag to make, I'm always going to state that, you know, positively. You know, I've got a bag to make positively. I'm not gonna dwell into that too much and make that consume me, you know, but it's something that I know as well that I would like to achieve. So, you know, and do. But yeah, anyway, I just thought I would come in and just kind of express my, I've been having really weird dreams as well about all sorts of people, but mainly that person as well. It's a very weird time. I'm just trying to slowly transition out, you know, that's what I'm trying to do right now. I think it's gonna take time for me, you know, because I am single, I am individual now, and I'm just trying to just take my time, to be honest. I'm trying to take my time. But yeah, that is where we're at. I think I'm going to start a new little diary series now, you know, the sun's on its way. I love the sun. I love blue skies. It's going to put me in a good mood. Yeah. I think I'm going to start a new little series of just, I don't know what I'm going to call it. It's like a little diary thing. Oh, I'm going to do a diary on a podcast. You all are going to hear my diary. But yeah, no, I think I'm going to do something like that, something cool like that, you know, because why not, and see where it takes me, yeah, anyway, I shed love and light to all. I do hope everyone has an amazing day and continues to have an amazing week. Stay positive, look after yourselves, and you know, things and life will definitely get better in some sense. We all have our very dark moments. It's how life is. It's the cycle. We all have very dark moments, and then we all have an amazing, uplifting, memorable moment. So, yeah. Anywho, peace and love to all. Speak soon. Bye.